Over their first two seasons, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos have been a picture of success. They've won numerous industry awards for their ballpark and their organization. They would, however, like to win more ball games. The team's overall record over those first 2 years is 22 games below the 500 mark. But that's not anything team owner Quint Studer can control or is worried about. He's more focused on the fan experience. I spoke to Studer about the new season.
I'm very excited about this year. I think our third year is the one we've always been focused on because we knew year one you'd have that honeymoon and year two. And year three to me really sort of lets you know about the long-term sustainability of a team.
What have you learned over the past couple of years?
We actually learned we've got the right formula. And our formula from the beginning was not to worry about what goes on the field. A lot of baseball owners, like me, love baseball. So they tend to get their focus on the field. We don't. Our focus is completely based on treating our staff great and then making sure the fans have great experiences and not taking shortcuts. All our food is fresh, our bread comes in that day, we have great staff, we pay above minimum wage, we give bonuses. So it's really creating a great place for employees to work, which then helps our fans have a great experience.
How much are you in touch with the parent club to, you know, just find out what kind of a ball club you're gonna have?
Not at all. I try to be very respectful. Again, I think sometimes you get minor league owners that sort of get caught up in that. After the season ended last year, I did not have any contact with anyone until spring training. I went out there to speak in Phoenix, and I drove over and got a half-hour tour of spring training. So they're professional. We try to let them do their job. But Jonathan Griffith is our main contact, and that's all about really he's the one that manages what players are coming in, where do they stay. So Jonathan Griffith really does the heavy lift in that, our executive vice president.
You had the parent club here on Friday. Of course, the weather didn't cooperate. How was that experience for not only the local staff, but for what you saw the fans see?
Well, I think a couple things went well. Number one is the fact that we didn't gouge fans with high ticket prices, which a lot of times happens in exhibition games. I think they respected that. The fact that our season ticket holders got the game for free certainly led to them understanding and, of course, the weather. So we were really pleased with three things. I thought our staff was remarkable. I thought the fans were outstanding. You know, and the Reds could have left. They had a plane here, and they could have left, and they postponed their trip out for about 90 minutes, and they stayed in the tunnel and signed autographs, and they didn't have to do that. So the fact that a lot of fans, probably over 1,000, got autographs, and it wasn't, you know, the bench players. It was Joey Votto, Brandon Phillips, and all the big guns were out there signing autographs and getting pictures. So I think we, you know, sometimes you have to judge an organization not on when things are going well, but in diversity. And I think the Wahoos and the Reds really did very good with the difficult situation.
How ingrained do you see this team becoming in downtown and just a part of the Pensacola community already?
I think we have a great advantage. We call it Wahoo Life. One of our advantages is we're not competing with Division I sports. We're not competing with cities right next door. Like if you're the Gwinnett Braves, you got Atlanta right there. And you're the Kane County Cougars, you got the Cubs right there. We're extremely fortunate because we do have a lot of geography between us and everybody else. And when I brought the team here, my message to Bruce Baldwin is we want a major league operation in a minor league stadium, and we want to run it like a major leagues. And our goal is to have the Blue Wahoos certainly be to Pensacola what the Red Sox are to Boston.
We see a couple of the Reds players are coming down the first week for rehab assignments. Is that something that you're actively trying to get more of here?
All the time. We face a little bit of a challenge because Louisville is right across the river. So if you're in Cincinnati, you can put a player in rehab. They can stay in their home turf. You got your physical therapist right there. But we're very, very fortunate. I never thought we'd see a rehab down here. And here it looks like we're going to get three players the first week of the season.
Well, we've got a beach and they don't.
Well, I think they don't want them on the beach. Yeah. they want them in the training room.
Jezza, one more, and that's, you know, after the experience Friday night, you're going to try again?
We'd love to try again. We're waiting to see what Cincinnati does because we believe that, you know, sometimes you tell the long-term relationship of an individual on what they do after a situation like this. So we're just holding tight, and we're really hoping Cincinnati gives us a call and said, you know, we're disappointed too, and we'd like to make it happen again.
On the field, second-year manager Delino DeShields is optimistic about the roster he's been given.
I think we have a good ball club. You know, the pitching's going to be outstanding. I think the biggest difference from last year to this year is we'll be better offensive club overall.
How much planning do you put into it beforehand before you get your roster? Do you know what kind of a game you want to run?
Well, to me, I'm the kind of manager, I feel like you need to adjust to the talent that you have. You know, I could come in and say, I want to play a certain way, but if you don't have the personnel to do that, then you're kind of beating a dead horse. So, but like I said, I mean, we got a good mix of everything. We got a little speed. We got some power. But like I said, the biggest difference overall, I think this year is we'll be a lot better offensively.
Your second year, of course, here in Pensacola. How was your relationship with the fans and the city last year?
Oh, it was great. Couldn't ask for a better situation to coach in the minor leagues. The ownership here, the front office, the staff, everything is top-notch here in Pensacola. And just looking forward to getting the season started.
You've got a few rehab assignments coming down the first week of the season. Does that mess your plans up any, or do you plan for something like that?
No, we never plan for that. You know, if something like that's happening, that means that there's some injuries up at the upper levels, which we don't like to hear about. But, you know, it's going to be great for the fans to see Latos and Mesoraco and Broxton and those guys come down. You know, it's always good when the big leaguers can show up and be seen by the fans.
Well, speaking of that, you had a pretty long career yourself in the big leagues. You teach a lot of X's and O's here, too, but how much of the other stuff that goes with being a big league ball player do the players get out of your experience?
Well, I think you'd have to ask them that, honestly. I hope they get a lot. I mean, you know, we try to relate to things that we've been through and talk to them about some of the things that we've gone through as players on and off the field. And hopefully they pay attention from time to time, you know what I mean? All we can do is lead them to water, you know what I mean, so to speak. But, you know, it's up to them to take it to the next level.
Not naming names, you see any guys on this team that you think are going to be up there in the big leagues in a year or two?
I do. You know, it's still kind of tough to predict things like that. But, you know, I see some guys getting close. You know, I'm not going to go out and name names right now. But, you know, there's a lot of talent on this team. I think the next wave of big leaguers in Cincinnati is going to come from this group right here.
The Pensacola Blue Wahoos begin their third season tonight at Pensacola Bayfront Stadium. First pitch is at 6:30 p.m. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.